And now what the Army can and cannot do with detainees. The Senate Judiciary Committee is meeting today to go over an agreement reached last week between the White House and three key Republican senators over how detainees are treated. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna was at the hearing, and he joins me now. And David, I understand the committee chair, Arlen Specter, has some reservations about that deal. And what are they?
Well, Madeline, Specter's been complaining for the past 2 weeks that legislation backed both by the White House and the dissident Republican senators who finally struck a compromise deal would seriously restrict the ability of persons held by the U.S. abroad to legally challenge their detention and their treatment in a federal court. And the ability to do so is what's been known since the Magna Carta as a writ of habeas corpus. And Specter says it's too fundamental a guarantee to be held back by a piece of legislation. Now, Congress does have the right to suspend habeas corpus, and it's done so four times in the nation's history, but it can do so only if there's either an insurrection or an invasion of the United States. And several military and civilian lawyers who've dealt with detainees being held by the U.S. in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, told the Judiciary Committee that there's nothing resembling due process for those detainees. Many of them have been held for years with no right to offer any evidence challenging their detention. And as one lawyer put it, these military commissions, the legislation, what it's really about is the fact that they have hundreds of detainees in Gitmo, and they don't know what to do with them right now. There were a couple of Bush administration allies who testified to the fact that they think that the country is under invasion. They cited the 9/11 attacks, and they said that those being held in Guantanamo Bay have to be seen as unlawful enemy combatants who were picked up on the battlefield. But in fact, only about 5% of those detainees were actually picked up by U.S. forces, while the rest were turned over for bounties that the U.S. offered. And lawyers cited numerous cases of clients who've been held there for years, and they had nothing to do with terrorist operations, but they've had no legal channel for getting out of there.
We've heard primarily from Republicans, as they are the party in power, but where are the Democrats on this?
Well, you know, the stripping of habeas corpus that's in the military commission's legislation, which, by the way, few people have actually seen since it's still a draft, that will likely be challenged by amendment when it hits the Senate floor, probably later this week. And I think you can expect most Democrats in the Senate to back Specter, who's a Republican, up on this issue. Democrats are also raising the issue that coerced evidence that was obtained up to the end of last year would be admissible in these military commissions, and they're bound to try to amend that provision as well. But I think by and large, given that we're just weeks away from big midterm elections that could shift control of Congress to the Democrats, I think they may be reluctant to vote against a military commissions bill for fear that that vote would be used against them by Republican challengers.
I see. So Congress is supposed to adjourn at the end of this week to prepare for those elections. What's the prospect of them getting this passed this week?
Well, I think if the military commissions bill is voted on by itself, there's a good chance it'll pass this week and be signed into law. But GOP leaders are also trying to get a bill passed giving Congress's blessing to warrantless wiretapping. And if they try to combine the two bills, it's much less likely they'll get done with this because there's considerable opposition from Republicans in Congress in both chambers to this NSA surveillance legislation. And it's not clear what the strategy is going to be this week. I think that ultimately GOP leaders may just opt for the military commissions legislation if they can't get both done.
NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Madeline.